This is your mother, sir.
8.
Okay, now give me the notice check.
Can anyone else make this notice check?
She's the one who's talking to him, so.
Okay. 2!
2, alright. He's like, sorry, that's not the rules around here. I can't let you do that. I'm sorry.
But I am a daughter of a Raja in India. Do you know what the consequences of trapping me in this filthy location?
Yes, I'm sure when your father hears word of this, I will get hell to pay. Oh, yes, yes, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Really are mellow.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Would it be possible to at least get to the telegram office so I can send a telegram for...
go ahead and hand the deputy a telegram. He'll be sure to send it out for you. Assuming you guys are able to pay for it.
I'd really like to send it myself, if at all possible.
Oh, sorry, that's not how we do things around here.
Look, could you make an exception just this once?
The rules are the rules.
He's acting strange.
The rules are the rules. Go ahead and give me a roll. I'll give you a second roll. Why not?
Really mellow. I just threatened you! And you don't care!
You are so angry! How dare he!
You could spend a Benny.
Well, I'm just gonna get 2 again. 10,
okay. You know, the vibe you're getting from him is... He doesn't think you're going to make it until the magistrate arrives.
Okay.
That's the vibe you're getting from him. He doesn't think you're going to last long enough.
As I was about to say, two of us should stay awake when two of us go to sleep. Because we're all in one room but in different cells, right? Mm-hmm. That way we can see if anything happens.
All right, well, I guess he's not going to let us out, and I can't think of a way to break out of jail with just my hands.
Try and go Arc on it.
There might be rusty bars or something.
You're not quite that lucky.
All right,
you can send it over again.
Oh, sure, if you guys are able to pay for it.
I turn to Alistair and talk to him about which 2 party members I think are going to come save me.
Who did I pick? I think it was Dog and
Wim.
Liliana.
It was Wim.
Oh, yeah, Wim.
I remember you telling me about it.
No, that was... I did that. I was tempted to push the button that says, let the dog negotiate. I'm like, I was tempted. Just to see what happened.
Never let Stin negotiate. This is a waste of time. Combat immediately begins.
I think I handled the negotiations or something strange like that.
I broke out myself.
Yeah, I broke out myself. I lured the guard in there like, hey, you're looking for a fun time, this bald tattooed bitch. He's like, oh, I knew it, they can't keep their hands off me. Petrified, stone fist. He explodes. Moron!
I unlocked the door and walked out.
Like, it was hysterical. I'm like, they're like, huh, you don't have your weapons. I'm like,
my great wounded warrior
mage!
Did a punch and killed him in one punch.
Yeah, even as a warrior, it doesn't matter.
What I find funny about what you did there, Andre, in any other given case, you're just knocking the guards out, because if you look, they stay there, and they're like, no, you kill them.
Actually, when I punched him, he did die. Anywho.
Remember, it's a shilling a word.
I give the location... What's this town's name?
Rockford.
Rockford in jail.
Send help?
You could say imprisoned. That's one word.
Is it?
Okay. 5 shillings. By the way, the deputy will actually deliver you guys dinner since you guys got interrupted, and he kind of delivers the food like...
In all honesty, I think we should trust the deputy more than the... Constable.
I've been saying this since earlier.
I don't recall.
The only one I'm suspicious of is religious figures. They constantly appear to be a source of bad things.
Look, you can't trust the law, says the lawman. Unless it's American law.
Then you really can't trust it.
No, you can trust the American law just fine.
We'll wait for one day to pass and we'll see what happens.
Okay. You know, basically the entire day passes, and it's the deputy, or it's the constable during the day, is at the deputy at night. Coming the second night, you know, he delivers the food, once again with his usual look of disgust on his face with you guys.
Really, what did we do to earn your disgust, sir?
That.
You're blaming the dog for... You're blaming me for my... What?
What the hell's knocking?
Anywho. That night, while the deputy is sitting out front, kind of towards the back, you guys hear some movement. Because it does kind of have like a small window towards out back, but it's dark as hell out there. Mm-hmm. It's dark as hell in here. But you guys can hear some movement out behind the jail. A lot of rustling.
I look out.
Dark.
Only minus four.
Sure, go ahead. It's only minus four.
I'm probably sleeping.
Got two. Five.
So two. You can see about four forms moving. Slowly shuffling.
Great.
Who's there?
No response.
I'll probably...
Do they...
Attempt
Russell to... Russell Moore... Continue doing what they're doing.
They pause for a quick second and then keep moving forward.
We got four dudes outside.
Okay. Is there anything hard on the bottom of my shell? Like a rock?
No. They would have removed that.
Nail.
There's a razor so you can cut yourself.
Oh, okay.
Down the street.
Quiet down there. Quiet back there.
There's someone coming behind.
Uh-huh.
They're in the back.
Uh-huh.
Came from behind.
Really? Shh. Have I ever lied to you?
Women. Might be a lot.
Maybe.
At that point, you guys can actually hear some... Well, it honestly actually kind of sounds like drilling. Yeah. With those old little hands in the back. On the wood building.
I look out the drive.
Okay. My whore.
Nothing.
You see nothing.
I don't wake up. I'm sleeping best I can. Lots of tossing and turning.
I almost said they seem to be drilling, seems like one hole and two holes into each of your guys's.
I step away from the holes and wait.
You step
I stand
back.
As far away from the wall as possible.
I basically position myself to the side of the holes.
I sleep.
Okay. you guys can hear very softly. As, no, actually, you hear very softly because everyone else is already doing it. Back up.
Back
inserted into the tiny holes, you guys see the butt end of a dynamite stick.
That's what I thought.
These are tiny rooms. This is going to hurt. And it's going to be loud.
For those who are at the back of their cell, they only take two, and also you're kind of in the middle of your cell. So, Jessica, you're the black one. Well, actually, I have to roll separately for it. Jessica? Nine.
That wounds me.
It just barely wounds you.
Yep.
You wish to spend a Benny to soak?
No, I'm sleeping, so I can't.
Boom! Ryan? On the back of yourself. Seven. Just shakes you.
Yes.
Alec. Of course. Of course. 13.
My toughness is a 9.
That's a wound. Of course.
Ha.
Why am I not surprised?
My toughness is a 4 since I have no change of shirt. I don't think they would let me keep my armor on.
You threw dynamite sticks when you were a kid!
29?
And then I don't know. 8. That's just a wound.
I'll take it.
Alright.
Reminds me of my childhood.
You hear the as it seems to they blow up about the same time, not quite within, you know, synchronicity. And then just once you guys start kind of getting hearing back in the smoke begins to hear, you hear someone scream, "La Tigra!" And then the deputy kind of up front, kind of quickly, heads out the front. You can see he's actually grabbing a shotgun, and they say, "La Tigra!"
Alright, we move, I guess.
Now that you actually kind of get a... You run with him in the darkness for some time. Several montages of you guys running across the field. Stumbling.
You said I was going.
You're going. Fine. Don't. Stay in prison.
Then Ryan and I can't leave.
Okay. So.
I leave.
You run.
I'm sorry, I have to play my disadvantage.
Yep, that's fine.
Honestly, I wouldn't have run either because I have a code of honor.
Okay, so yeah, you three stay here.
Would like to run.
Yeah,
it's the most status.
She's not alone, just so you know. But
I can't leave her.
Why?
Loyal. Now I have two people I have to stay with.
Well, we're not necessarily in danger, though.
Doesn't matter.
So you're leaving one to the wilds?
Okay, Ryan, I'm going to leave, or Andre, I'm going to leave this up to you. How would Loyal play out in this situation?
That's fine. She has a buddy. She'll survive.
Okay.
I move. Your breath.
All right. I'll stay with the intelligent person then.
All right. You two run off into the woods.
I'm teasing.
You two stay there in the prison cell. All right. I get to you guys because yours is a hell of a lot shorter than what's going to happen with that.
Fine.
Basically, the constable shows up with the deputy nowhere to be seen. Shows up gun in hand and says, "Ah! Looks like you guys are trying to do a prison break."
No. Otherwise we would have left.
Well, you're going to want to come with me.
But I'm tired. Can I find the business later? After a nap.
I guess you're in the cell.
You could say that.
We're going to take you to the bottom of a church where we'll sacrifice you to our dark gods.
Alright. And the scene closes on you guys. Alright. Back to you guys. You guys are... You have the montages of running across a field, running through the woods, running over a creek.
Over the river and through the woods, to grandmother's house we go.
I think your grandma could save us.
You've never met my grandma.
She's a classy lady. Anyway. Eventually, there's basically a kind of lone log cabin out, or shack, basically, out in the middle of who knows nowhere. They kind of go, "Come on, in here." As you guys walk in, you actually recognize a few of the faces. You recognize the deacon from the church, Dalton, who is fairly unfriendly with you to begin with, the mayor's daughter, Mary, who you guys have met, the bellboy, Jacques, and a guy you guys only vaguely recognize as the junior postmaster.
Okay.
The four of them are kind of like...
Well. May I ask why you chose to break us out of prison?
They're going to execute you.
Ah.
They were going to execute you. Hold on. Cell phone call.
Why do you get those calls?
I don't know.
I never get those.
His number's on the list somewhere.
I guess he's saying... You owe us money. No, I don't. Of course.
Prove it. Alright. Well, why did your two friends not come?
You know, honestly, I'm not really sure.
Because they like to believe in the law.
But the constable, he's one of them.
They like to believe in the law.
Don't try and wrap your head around it. We'll have to save them. Eventually.
Then we'll need to move quickly, then.
I take it bad things are about to go down?
There is a reason why this town has never had a murder.
Because the murders are happening from here?
The pillar in the center of town, it is a portal.
Okay.
It is an obelisk.
That is why this town has never been targeted. A number of the townsfolk, lots of the townsfolk, are members of Pumpkin Jacques' cult.
Didn't we kill Pumpkin Jack?
No. We let him go because we couldn't hurt him.
Oh, that's right. Remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not here.
I'm clarifying the memory.
You can hear her talking in your head.
She would have said.
You're a woman. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm just teasing. All right. Well, I don't suppose you happened to get our stuff from our room, did you?
Well, that would be an... At this point, hero.
Do you have a place we can hide?
That's rough there.
Batman!
Ivan, do you follow, or...?
Yes. No, I'm not standing here. Hello!
Hi!
Alright.
The door opens, and it's the sheriff. Or, not the sheriff, the deputy. With his shotgun and everything, and kind of takes a step in and kind of looks around. Closes the door behind him, and he kind of puts the shotgun down and says, "They here?" "Yes, yeah, I think they're after us."
"Hi." Drop.
And yeah, basically they pull out from a corner of the room. You can see that they've actually got all of your guys' stuff bundled up. This is only really the stuff that you had taken from you from the deputy's office. And then in another bundle he pulled, looks like that's actually been here longer.
The stuff
from your room.
Well, the majority of it. I doubt they got all Jessica's stuff here.
Yeah, they just didn't have the room for all the clothes. There's only one or two changes of clothes.
Alright, I make sure everything's still in working order, and,
I told you this town didn't like outsiders.
Yeah.
I tried to warn you, and somehow, based on the amount of weapons I found, you're not a trading company.
Yes, we are, but we do other things.
Think we should explain it to him?
We're looking for cults, and we deal with them.
You walked into a hornet's nest.
Well, you know, that's how our travels normally go.
We stuck our schlongs in a hornet's nest.
Stuck our schlong in a hornet's nest.
I'm like,
who in their right mind? Dude, you want to see something funny?
Oh, yeah.
He said I just got in the...
What?
It hurts so good. Alright,
midnight tonight, or I guess tomorrow night at this point, is here, actually, sorry, it was Monday that you guys traveled around and got captured. You guys spent all of Tuesday. Tomorrow, at the three-quarters moon, half moon, you'll make a sacrifice at midnight, and I'm guessing your friends are going to get the special treatment. Unfortunately, it requires four people, and I haven't seen the honeymooners in a while.
Great! So looks like we're going to have to break our friends out?
We can certainly try, but we're going to need diversion. You have to understand, over 20% of this town
knows the secret.
It's going to be like Hot Fuzz.
Great.
We're going to need a distraction.
Well.
Fire!
If Tony was here, he would suggest fire.
Well. Any suggestions, you?
I don't know.
They don't like us. We could run there and run back.
I suppose you and I could act as a distraction while you guys try and get our friends out.
Only need one of us.
I'd hate to leave you alone.
Why don't we set the distraction? Because only one of us. And Mary, would you do that? What, is it because I'm a girl? Yes, it's because you're a girl. You go start the fire. We will throw ourselves into the line of combat. Oh, that is so man. Yes, yes it is. She's like, damn, you're hot. Fine. I'll go light the fire.
Is this the first time we were on here?
No.
And Jacques's like, love.
You know, she likes the deputy.
Do you feel like we're surrounded by stereotypes too?
Slightly.
Yeah. What can we say?
Thank you, French stereotype. Here, have a baguette and a hat.
It's a beret.
Oh, here's a black and white shirt too.
A little red ascot.
Yep. All right.
So we're going to have to wait until then. Mary will start the fire, and then that will hopefully give us enough time to get your friends and hopefully the honeymooners cut down before anyone gets sacrificed to Pumpkin Jack. I honestly am not sure if he needs the sacrifices or if that's just something the town does.
He doesn't.
Well, the sacrifices seem to become his little foot soldier people, so...
He doesn't really need it himself.
Then I'm certainly hoping Liam Whitman is not the fencer Liam Whitman from, because needless to say, I don't want to see a scarecrow fencer.
You keep hoping that.
They don't really fence. They put a bag over your head and trick you to that.
Alright, now, you guys are going to need to stay low here. They think that you guys are agents of La Tigra.
Well, jeez. Technically our
leader. I am wearing my armor underneath my outfit.
They've never removed your clothes.
Well, good.
All right,
but if they start to, the constable's like...
And it's... Tiger. No, La Tigre! Tiger. La Tigre! You and your accent.
Alright, well... I guess we'll lay low until you guys give us a signal to do something else.
Alright.
You're in charge here, boys.
You guys... You've been locked in the basement for what seems like forever.
The basement of...
You never quite saw. They put a bag on your
head. Okay. And then they started tightening.
And then they twirled us around a few times. They were like, I think I threw up. And it's really nasty.
Could you remove the bag just for a second, please?
No, take it off my mouth. That's okay.
Could I get a new bag?
Stop your whining.
Alrighty.
Give me a new bag and I will.
The whining prisoners ever.
But as you guys are kind of sitting there in the darkness, you know, it's been a while. At this point, you can kind of hear some quiet sobbing in the same room. And you hear, no, it's all right, honey. It's all right. We'll be fine. This is all some giant misunderstanding.
Did we ever get the honeymooners' names?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
he was
I talked to him for a long time.
Yes, he was in his 30s and his wife was 18.
But their names though.
Yeah.
Perfectly normal for this day and age.
Yeah. I don't remember. I think her name was her name was Sarah and his name was something else horribly generic.
John?
John. John and Sarah. There we go. Sure. Even better.
Is that John and Sarah?
Yes? Who's there?
This is Liam. We spoke in the,
The other guests at the motel.
Yes.
Please tell me that this is all some horrible gag.
Well, I'm not certain it's a gag. were you arrested?
Yes, for disturbing the peace.
What did you do?
I don't. I guess if sending back the omelet was a criminal offense, I guess I'm guilty. But you know, we've been down here for days.
Days, really?
You're also in the room hearing all this going on.
I know.
That demon.
We were also arrested for disturbing the peace. We were being held in the jail, however.
Oh, what was that explosion?
Well, some people came to break us out, I guess.
I guess they didn't succeed?
Oh, well. And we were rightfully imprisoned, I thought, so, you know. I stayed.
As you can hear Sarah go, in.
It seems as though there's something more afoot here, though, I think.
Really?
I'm sure if we stick together, we can work a plan out.
Is that the terribly attractive woman? I'm sorry, that's Liam's guest?
Yes. She was there with me, yes. She's a co-owner of my trading company.
Ah, yes. Well, pleasure to... Sorry that you're in this predicament, too.
It's quite alright. I'm just glad we're not alone.
Yes, well, I guess we can all suffer here in silence. Occasionally they drop some food down, some water, so we'll try and share as best we can. But you guys, literally, imagine being trapped in a space basically about the height of this table down.
Down? Basically, the area you have under the table is the space you have.
That's about how big the space is.
Okay. I
can't even sit up.
That's right.
So we're laying there?
Hunched, crouched.
Are there cells, or are we all just crammed in?
All just crammed in. You're truly beginning to think that this is not a temporary cell.
I'm not that dumb.
Yeah, at least they're not doing goblin ship packing.
It's definitely not comfortable.
Show all the players get under the table and see how it feels.
If you really feel like it. Alex tempted.
All right, let's do it.
Papa will join us. Better bring the recorder down there, though.
Oh, wow. Yep, this is uncomfortable.
You're all a bunch of losers.
Well, you know,
if you were to sleep like this.
Remember,
all the men went under the table, I stayed up here.
Remember, groupthink declares that the thing the majority is doing is the cool thing, so you're not cool.
But they've been trapped like that for a few days now. And you guys are going to be there for, as I said, basically another 2 days.
Well, at least they're a newlywed couple. I mean, they had something to do.
I somehow...
I do not want to be hearing that.
So, baby, not right now. You're being inappropriate. Inappropriate? We're about to be...
We honestly can't see you.
See, they just...
Don't make any noise.
Awkward. Okay. Alright, let's go ahead and speed it up.
Okay.
Basically, it's now...
I will try and search for a way out. Hey, crawling.
Not really. There's only the little board where they slide open, basically, the little food jar, and that's usually accompanied by a shotgun.
Grab the shotgun.
Probably not a good
idea. No, that's a very bad idea.
So do I heal my one wound?
It takes 5 days to heal one wound.
Yes.
Can you pack me up?
Did it take us more than an hour to get to the house?
You'll get one check. I'm figuring 50 minutes of basically running.
You need a 4.
You got it.
8, 10, minus 1 is 9. Yeah, he patched you up just fine.
Jeez. What did you
do to this?